Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's a little Heartland Rock and Roll coming at you from John Mellencamp. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. You can find out all about what I mean by the age of the customer, what I mean by the moment of relevance. You can find out all about that without even buying the book. But hopefully you will buy it, because I think you'll like it and I think it will help you. You can buy it a lot of different ways there. You find out all the different ways and all the different places you can buy it from there. From me or from Amazon or whoever, right there at ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is with us, folks. He's columnist for Yahoo Finance. He's the author of Rebounders. We're talking about some of the things he reports on every week. Rick, you've got some... You wrote recently about what you call good news... about taxes. You wrote that just before the tax filing day. I'd also like to stick in something I want to incorporate into our discussion on this, is that today is Tax Freedom Day. And April 21st, today, is Tax Freedom Day. And Tax Freedom Day is the day when the nation as a whole has earned enough money to pay its total bill for the year. In other words, everything you've earned up to now has gone to pay federal, state, local, and galactic taxes. And now everything you make after today, you get to keep. What do you think, Rick?
That gives me a new incentive to feel good about my job, I guess.
I know.
I'm working for myself now. Okay,
right.
Cool.
But I have to say that this is about 3 days later than it was last year. Because of, as you know, We had the Social Security tax went back up this year. The top level tax rate went up, et cetera, et cetera. Go ahead.
Well, to put that in context, you know, the federal tax burden, Jim, a lot of people don't want to hear this or may not even believe it, but the federal tax burden is relatively low compared to where it's been for the last 60 years since the end of World War II. If you get right down to it, I don't think for most people, the biggest problem is the taxes they pay. I think the problem many people have is that they feel like they're paying for a bad product.
Right.
So they just feel ripped off. I mean, they look at the taxes they pay, they look at the performance they get out of the federal government, and they say, this is not worth it. I don't feel like I'm getting a good deal here. And I think you can make a case that people are not getting a good deal. However, the amount we pay in taxes is not high compared to where it's been, and that's for almost everybody, middle class included, going back over the last several years. But anyway, I'll tell you a little bit of good news about taxes, which I wrote about on Tax Day. For all of the drama we've had about the federal budget and deficits and debt and so on, yeah, those things are still problems. But federal tax revenues have bounced back. And especially state and local tax revenues have bounced back. This is good news for everybody because at the state and local level, they've been laying off teachers. They've been, cutting jobs for firefighters, cops, everybody who works state and local government. And that is now, that phase seems to be over. So, and remember, states have to balance their budgets. So this is not, they're not doing this from
unlike the federal government, which does not have to, obviously. And
that's right.
And Rick, more's the pity.
That's true. However, we really are going to get a respite for a little while from all of this, all of the political shenanigans surrounding what to do about too much borrowing. And, you know, it is, by the way, this is not a Republican or a Democratic problem. Both parties spend money they don't have.
Yep.
They both favor deficit spending when they're in the White House. And they both ladle pork into all the bills that come out of Congress.
Yep.
So for the time being, there is an opportunity, at least, for Congress to actually try to govern the nation and do a few things that need to be done rather than having these huge battles and all.
But this is where what you said a minute ago,
funding the government.
This is where what you said a minute ago comes into play, and that is the product. Yes, we're funding our we're funding the government, but you and I both know that the money, the extra money we're getting, is not going to go to fund the right things completely, or to put anything up for a rainy day, or to pay off any debt or anything like that. It's going to be used for whatever kind of fantasy that they come up with up there in Washington. I mean, nobody believes that the money that they're giving, that a lot of the money that we're paying into the government is being used properly. Like you said, the product's a bad product.
Well, and you know, too bad we can't put this on Amazon and give it a rating, because I'm sure it would come up with one star or less. But I mean, keep in mind what our money pays for, Jim. I mean, for all this, you know, the scandals you hear about. I mean, most tax money goes to pay for troops and the defense budget, and all the fancy hardware that the Congress thinks we need. And then it goes to pay for Medicare and Social Security. I mean, those are the three biggest programs, and
that's 80%, isn't it?
It's about 60%. The rest is what you call these discretionary programs, which is roads, airports.
It's my understanding that only 20% is discretionary. That you got 60% entitlement, 20% national security, isn't that?
Well, you got to throw Medicaid in there.
Yeah. You only got 20% you can deal with, and that's got everybody's oxes in them that can't get gored, and all the other stuff. So okay, folks, it's Tax Freedom Day. Enjoy that, and you can start spending money on yourself tomorrow. And we're going to be right back and talk about some other issues with our good friend Rick Newman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.